All right, welcome back to the Brandon Lowe Show here on 1300, 1340 The Jock. October 19th, getting closer to Halloween, which is always good. 304-721-9789 to get hold of us in the show. And let's talk some Mountaineer basketball with the legend himself, Mountaineer native, men's basketball coach up there in Morgantown for the Mountaineers. Always a pleasure talking to him, Mr. Bob Huggins. Bob, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, it's good to have you on. It's good to be talking basketball, man. It seems like it's been forever with the early cancellation, with COVID and all that stuff last season. How have you been hanging in?
I think okay. I mean, it seems like forever since we've been able to play. So, yeah. Guys are kind of getting a little antsy here.
Yeah, I saw your new look, by the way. Everybody's really excited about your new look on social media. Are we? I like it. Are we prepared to see it throughout the season with the facial hair and the longer hair?
Probably not.
Is that were you trying it out during the pandemic, or was that just letting it go?
No, I told our guys. You know, we were. We're in Kansas City. We're getting ready to go play in the first round of the conference tournament, and they came in and said everything's shut down. And, of course, you know, I mean, that's a big blow to our guys. So, I don't know. I just told them I won't cut my hair until we play again.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's great. Yeah, it's good stuff. I like the look, though. I think you should stick with it during the year.
Well, you know, different people have different views of it. Let me just put it that way.
So season halted, didn't play, obviously, conference tournament, NCAA tournament canceled. Players are obviously trying to stay in shape and all that. Is that the biggest challenge as far as keeping these kids in shape? What's the biggest challenge from a basketball perspective? Because we see it in football, but what's the biggest challenge as far as from a basketball take?
I think the biggest challenge is how infectious the disease is. You know, I explain to our people, our guys are going to play. They're going to find a place to play. You know, be it at the YMCA, be it at a school somewhere. You know, be it on the playground. They're going to play somewhere. And I would just as soon be able to control who they're around than just to turn them loose. You know, I think that would be the safest way to try to deal with this. But, you know, again, some of our guys have had it, some of our guys haven't had it. We're just trying, like everybody else, trying to figure out what the best way to go about all this is.
Sure. If you're joining us on the show, we got Bob Huggins here on 1300-1340 The Jock. Scheduling, too, right? Because they're still waiting for conference schedules. You just got announced the Bad Boy Mowers crossover classic, which, by the way, I don't know if they can fit any more words in that classic tournament. But Texas A&M, the team, as far as the start, that's also kind of something probably coaches are sitting there going, okay, what's the schedule going to look like?
Well, they had to order all 4X shirts to get all that on. So, yeah, it's yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, I've talked to the majority of the guys in the tournament, and I think, you know, everybody's kind of pretty much the same opinion. I mean, I think we're still waiting to get the final of the rules and regulations, so to speak, of what happens with the virus, if anything does happen.
Yeah. Let's talk about the team. A lot of excitement around this squad. There was a lot of excitement coming out of that win over Baylor at the end of the year, and then obviously everything was shut down. But let's talk about all the guys back and all the excitement, because you were mentioning that these guys get along really well. You mentioned the 2010 squad as far as guys rooting for each other. You can talk about talent all you want, because it's certainly there, but you really like that these guys root for each other, and you really like the attitude around the squad.
Well, I think the camaraderie of this group is special. They really genuinely like each other. They like being around each other. They like hanging out together, which in you know, in this time is kind of tough to do because of the virus. But no, they're great. They're very willing passers. You know, they know who's more apt to make shots, and the guys that aren't as apt to make shots are very happy to give the ball to somebody who can.
Let's talk about how big it was to have Shibway and Culver both back. I mean, motivated obviously about that the end of the season, I'm sure, but having those two guys on the team, let alone having them back with experience playing together in the previous season, trying to figure out how to use those two guys on the court, how big is it to have those guys back?
Well, they're both really good players. I think anytime you have really good players back, it's a plus. You know, they're both they do what they do, and I think that's what's great about it, is they don't try to do things, for the most part anyways, they don't try to do things they can't do. You don't see them out trying to jack up threes. You don't see them trying to make behind the back passes. They're trying to fit in and do what they can do to best help our team.
Redshirt freshman Jalen Bridges, who everybody's been really wanting to see, you were talking about him last year, his ability athletically. What should we expect out of a guy like Jalen Bridges?
We just got Jalen back Saturday, I guess it was. So he's been, I tell you, he was one of our better offensive rebounders at the end of last year when he was, you know, in practice and so forth. And I think Jalen can be a huge attribute for us, because he's a guy who's capable of making perimeter shots. He's a 6'7", 6'8" guy that can make perimeter shots. He's a good rebounder. He's got great length, you know, so that he can be a factor defensively. So, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what Jalen can do for us.
Are you expecting a lot of parity this year with everything being different, as we just talked about with the virus? Are you expecting a lot of odd stuff to happen in conference? I mean, obviously the Big 12 conference is one of the best in the country, but is that something from a standpoint as a coach that you kind of preach to players, like, hey, things have been kind of weird, but we stay on track here, we can win some basketball games?
Well, I think what we've talked to our guys the most about is trying to manage this this virus and not let it destroy our season. You know, I mean, anytime you have a Zoom call with all the coaches to decide whether we feel like we could play a game with seven, or would it take eight guys to be able to get through a game, it's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when generally you've got 13 scholarship guys, and you're worrying about what's the least amount of guys that you can think that you can have available for any given game, and it not affect you. So it's different, you know. I mean, it's really different. It's unlike anything that I've been through, and I've been doing this at one level or another for over 40 years.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time on the show. Good to see basketball back, practice. Before I let you go, how's practice has been?
Really good. Really good. Our guys have been great.
Great. Coach, appreciate you. As always, always fun talking to you. I was hoping we would see that look all the way through the season, but it's just good to have you guys back and playing some basketball, and appreciate your time on the show.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll try to get an extra one of those 4X Bad Boy Mower shirts and send it to you.
Certainly send me one. I appreciate that.
All right.
All right,
Take
Coach.
Care.
Thanks.